Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
I was surprised this week after Jake threw the catfish in Game 3, how many people tweeted him wanting him to throw the catfish on the ice sooner. My primary complaint are for those that tell Jake, "You should have thrown the catfish before face-off. You jinxed us. The Preds lost." Or, "You should have thrown it during the first stoppage in the first period." Let Jacob Waddell enjoy a period of hockey in Colorado before getting escorted out of the Pepsi Center. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
We're big on pronunciation on the show, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
This is probably something that a lot of people have noticed, but it's been very prevalent lately. And I think it's because, again, there's 500 million people moving to Nashville every day. But if you're a member of the sports media and you move to this town and you pronounce the name of the professional football team as the Titans, I have a problem with that. It's the Titans, not the Titans.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
I do a lot of stuff now where I have to copy an email address and then go search for it in a system, in PayPal or in my site system. The problem is when you copy the email address, then when you paste it, it comes with this mail to colon in front of it. And then you have to go in there and physically remove the mail to colon in front of the email address. Why? I'm sure there's a reason. And I'm sure it's probably a good reason that's preventing spam in some way, shape, or form. But I find it incredibly inconvenient that everything I cut and paste, I get word for word, with this one exception, which is the thing that I need to cut and paste the very most. Let me cut and paste the email address and don't give me some newfangled thing when I post it where it comes with mail to colon on the front end of it. I don't like it.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Now batting.
All rise.
Chad Withrow.
My primary complaint. So we've talked a lot about the flea, Matt Jones, on this show,
right? The flea.
My primary complaint is for media members that cover the Preds. Now, I'm going to narrate right now for you. I'm doing air quotes when I say media members that cover the Preds, also known as cheerleaders that cover the Preds. When you go on a public forum to out someone, to snitch on another member of the media for violating some policy that no one ever knew about, and you tag the team's PR department publicly in that tweet, you cease becoming a member of the Preds, again, air quotes, media, and you become a hall monitor that happens to wear a media credential. Now, there are things that happen to snitches in life. Things that rhyme with snitches. I'm not a violent man. This is not a violent show. I'm not saying those things are going to happen to you, but I will say anyone who does that is being something else that rhymes with snitch. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
He delivered.
Very nice.
He delivered.
And I'm not going to say who the person is, because if I did, this would be the biggest platform their name has ever been mentioned on. So I'm not even going to say the name. But you can probably go through the history of our timeline and find out who it is.
And I can add to that, he could be replaced with a microphone stand, because that's basically all he does in this business.
There's a lot of that going on. A lot of that. It's my favorite thing.
Again,
615-737-1045.
Normally we name names, but this person is so inconsequential. By saying their name, we're giving them what they want.
Big Orange Mac tweeted us yesterday. He has been ready like we've been ready for primary complaint. What's up, Mac?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My primary complaint today is people that hate the movie Sandlot. 2 weeks ago was the 25th anniversary of the movie coming out in theaters. And for 2 weeks straight on my timeline on Twitter, I've seen nothing but blasphemous slander against this great American movie. I almost had to Macumbo one of my homeboys on Twitter for this mess. A writer for Deadspin wrote a scathing article about Sandlot, saying it's highly overrated and it's low-key misogynistic. She even went as far as to say a 2018 version of the movie need to be made. I reckon in the 2018 version, Benny, Ham, Smalls, and the rest of the boys would snort condoms and eat Tide Pods before they get on the Tilt-A-Whirl. Bunch of communist heathens, you make me want to vomit. I'm out.
Thank you, Mac.
I do not... I'm going to make a confession here. This always goes over big when a very popular film you confess to not having seen. And I've never seen Sandlot.
What?
I maybe have seen like bits and pieces of it, but I've never seen Sandlot
with Simon.
The reunion on the Today Show.
That was great.
It was really good. Really well done.
I did look up worthiness for an 8-year-old, and I guess there are a couple things in there that maybe I'd be a little bit shy about with him still, but...
And the Sandlot?
Hutton gives it the full green light.
Full green light.
What's really funny is, you know, all these little kids that did the movie, they said their fondest memory on set was the brotherhood they all had making the movie as kids. But they also snuck off one night and watched Basic Instinct.
Yes. That was their big.
So that was their biggest memory. They snuck in theaters to watch Basic Instinct together as kids. Now, I will say, I love Sandlot, but
Basic Instinct I saw.
Yeah. Yes. I love Sandlot, but I have to ask myself the question. I was 11 when that movie came out. They were all 11 and 12-year-olds.
It's in your wheelhouse.
So I love the movie because I saw it in theaters as a little kid. I don't know if it stood the test of time. I'm assuming other generations of kids also like it, but I don't know. I love it.
I do too. Simon would love it, Paul.
Yeah.
I was his age when I saw the film.
It is.
All right, people
straight
with 8-year-olds, tell me if it's 8-year-old appropriate.
Yes.
I can't think of anything in that film that's inappropriate for an 8-year-old, other than the fact that you haven't already watched it with him. No. That's inappropriate.
Is it PG or PG-13? Let's look that up.
There's no way it's PG-13. Let's go to Hair Metal Henry next up. What's up, Henry?
What's happening, fellas? You know, my timeline's been a little aggravating lately, so my primary complaint is to my fellow brother and sister Preds fans who have turned into these just soft, whiny, jelly donuts when it comes to this Mark Kisla guy or Avalanche fans talking crap on Twitter. You know, this isn't Disney on Ice, the Ice Capades, or an evening with Scott Hamilton, friends. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is a rough, tough, violent, emotional roller coaster and a grind for 2 months or however long your team is in. So they call this classless and trashville. Big deal. Embrace your role as a heel. Do like me. I'll be Oscar the Grouch. Live in the trash can and yell, you suck at everybody that comes walking by wearing an Avs jersey. I don't care. Oh, but we're the President's Trophy winning team, and we won the Central Division. So what? Those two things ceased to mean anything a week ago when the playoffs started. There's now 14 other teams who would love to knock off the top dog and beat our brains in and eliminate us from the tournament. And since when did anybody care what somebody from Colorado says, right? They're a bunch of lazy wimps anyway. If they weren't, they'd be known as Californians. Californians didn't stop at the base of the Rockies, look up at the mountains and said, to hell with this, we're just going to stop here. No, they kept going. Just the same as the Preds are going to keep going, I'm going to keep going, and you should keep going. So let's all get a little sack, learn how to be clever and fire back, and just enjoy the ride while you can. Who knows how long it's going to last. If it's too much for you, jump off the train and go watch bowling and tennis or something. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Preds. Yeehaw! Let's go, boys.
Hair Metal Henry, thank
Very
you
nice.
For the call.
Always solid delivery.
Henry's call leaves a line available for you. 615-737-1045, our number.
In the primary complaint Hall of Fame is Hair Metal Henry.
And so is Lebowski.
If there's a Mount Rushmore, both Hair Metal Henry and Lebowski are on that Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
What's up, dude?
I'm so excited about the fact that my ridiculous mug could be grafted into the side of a mountain. That's horrifying. All right. gentlemen, you're going to have to give me a minute because I need to tee off on Denver's dumbest resident, Mark Kisla. Man, I chuckle at you calling the Predators pretenders and pretending to rip off or ripping off scorching hot takes about Nashville's embarrassing lack of hockey pedigree. Don't you work for the same Denver Post that adorned its ultimate visitor's guide to Coors Field with a photo of Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia? I mean, I'd wager to say that the Denver sports department has an embarrassing lack of editing pedigree. But let me bring it back to you, Mark. In a recent tweet, Aqib Tlaib, you know Tlaib, right? The eye-gouging, chain-snatching corner who is hell-bent on following the Pac-Man Jones Cotillion program? Yeah, he blamed you for the 5-11 season the Denver Broncos just plopped out. And, I mean, it's a stupid take, but the local readers rushed to his defense. I mean, you know your writing career is on afterburner when your local readership is falling all over themselves to defend one of the dirtiest players in the NFL from a man in a newsboy cap. Of the Aqib Tlaib article says that Mark Kisla should be sent to the front lines of Syria to cover the news. Man, what a ringing endorsement. Brother, when I Google your name, the third article down from Bleacher Report is titled, Mark Kisla of the Denver Post is a hack. Do I need to keep going? I like you have the gall to call Nashvillians out with cute little tweets like a whole lot of dumb catfish in the water around these parts. Brilliant take coming from a dim-witted resident of a city filled with stoners and unemployed baristas with the oh-so-original idea of starting a microbrewery due to the on-seat cola of Stephen A. Smith. I know it bugs you that Nashville was awarded an NHL team because, and how did you put it? Part of Commissioner Gary Bettman's grand plan to expand a sport covered in wintry tradition to cities that freak out at the sight of a snowflake. Brilliant take you pounded out on what I can only assume is a Tandy word processor. Look, I'll give you that, yeah, the Avs have two cups, something the Preds have yet to accomplish, but don't forget the only reason why Denver has an NHL team is because, and I quote, part of Commissioner Gary Bettman's grand plan to rip teams out of Canada and expand the sport to North American cities that only experience 36 hours of summer each year. I'll close with this. Nashvillians know that the chants annoy you, and we love it. And they're only going to get louder, and they're only going to get more organized. The Preds could exit the playoffs tomorrow, and the city will enter next season even more obsessed with this team. So I'm so glad that you decided to run your gums about the Preds, because I will take solace in my team and my city getting under the skin of a low-rent Skip Bayless for years to come. And actually, let me put this in terms you will absolutely understand. Kisla. Kisla. You suck.
Rack him.
Glorious. That's strong. Deal Very with, strong. He's flexing his muscle.
Deal with that, Denver.
It's like,
please,
like,
now your response.
We have like Lebowski.
That's like Popeye right after a can of spinach.
We know that some of you Avs fans are listening to the show now. Please, gather your response.
Gather ye.
And good luck in matching that. Very well done by Lebowski.
615-737-1045, our number. One line available as we go to Matt next up. Matt, we're sorry you have to follow that, but you do have a good primary complaint.
I don't know how the heck I'm supposed to follow that. Maybe that should be. No, my primary complaint is with the NFL and the NCAA trying to take the kickoff out of football. Because, like, I'm not, like, player safety is very important. It's very important. I'm not trying to say it's not. But it doesn't take whatever brain surgeon that they needed to figure out that ramming yourself at full speed into another grown man many times will cause brain damage. And I'm not trying to make light of the things that former players have gone through, but it's not hard to figure out that you're going to damage yourself by running yourself full speed into other grown men. Leave the kickoff alone. If you can't handle the risk, don't play. That's my complaint.
Thank you, Matt. They're definitely getting away with getting the kickoff out of the game. And I think that the latest rule is to soften the blow when they actually eliminate the kickoff.
See, I think the college rule could just be the solution, because I don't like the fake stuff that's coming up for the potential onside kick, which you have to preserve in some way, shape, or form. So if you could just fair catch anything inside the 25 and get it at the 25. Yeah, but it's that's the college rule. Then do that, but then you can onside kick.
The
normally.
Injuries aren't about the fair catch. To me, it's about the heat-seeking missiles coming down the sidelines for the tackle that are being blocked.
Yeah, but if the guy's got his arm up as you kick it off,
you still make contact before the arm comes up, yeah, though.
But it's not going to be the same, and it's going to be less frequent.
I think eventually they'll
that onside kick factor is the problem for me. I have no problem doing away with the kickoff, but then you're creating this false thing. So every you actually score and then you get the ball 4th and 10 from your own 30. That's not natural at all.
It's been a who's who for primary complaints as we go back to the phones and say hello to Catfish Jake. Jake, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So it's hard to follow those. Those are pretty historic complaints there, but mine's a lot less whimsical than those. So mine is just for people who are telling me nonstop on Twitter and all that when I shouldn't, can't throw a catfish on the ice, especially opposing teams fans and especially the guys from Philadelphia, New York, all these other places telling me, oh, yeah, bring that stuff to my city, see what happens. If we play your team, I will bring it to your city. I will sneak it in your arena, and I'll throw it dead center of the damn ice, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So just get over yourselves, boys, and get ready. If we go to Winnipeg, we're going nationwide. We're going international.
Jake, how close are we to NHL buildings the Preds are playing in, like having a picture of you with everyone who scans tickets and not allowing you in the building?
I don't know, but if they try to do that, I'll still get in.
He'd get plastic surgery. Come on,
man. They ain't keeping me out.
Jake,
I'm a makeup artist. I'll get in.
Well said.
Very nice. His wife must be so proud.
Just beaming with pride.
We've met her. I know she's very proud.
Ricky is next up. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, guys.
Yo.
So I don't watch hockey that much, and when I do, it's typically playoff season. Before the Preds game, you had the, I think it was like New Jersey versus Tampa. And that game had me on the edge of my seat. You had the goalie injured who made like 3 incredible saves. It was like a tie game at that point. And there's a big brawl that was just breaking out. And you have some guy just laid out on the ground. He got decked. Don't know what happened. Still don't know what happened to him. Because the TV producer decided to cut away right before the replay of what happened and the brawl going on to go to an awful national anthem before the Preds game. I understand that they're probably trying to make a statement saying they're going to show the national anthem to kind of take that crowd from the NFL who's pissed. But I don't want to see the national anthem. I would rather watch the end of that game going on versus the beginning of the Preds game because they moved it to some channel but nobody has. And it's just so frustrating that during that moment where there's a big fight, what everybody watches hockey for, a fight, you cut away to go to a terrible, terrible rendition of the national anthem. And that is my primary complaint. Keep it on the game that's going, especially when it's a really good game. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricky.
They rushed away to Jake Schrader.
Yeah.
In Denver.
Sure, Jake, in full.
I noticed the same thing. There was like a huge brawl happening right up against the boards in that game. And now we're going to send you live to Denver for the national anthem. It was bad timing.
Slappy Fess felt the need to call in on what has been an epic day for primary complaints. What's up, Fess?
Predator players, you know I had to get in with all of this who's who calling it today. And since Lebowski took all my time, my primary complaint is Miller Lite. Holla!
Well done.
It's been stealing Natty Light's thunder lately.
Well done.
615-737-1045, our number. Corey, Allen, your primary complaints coming up.
The listeners have delivered today.
Oh, we have
primary
more.
Complaint.
It's only, more, Chad.
Can it get better?
Finished. It's been great. I'm just saying so far. I'm not saying they're not going to continue to deliver. I'm saying so far this has been outstanding.